This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 844. IELTS goes to the Oscars.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Movies are such a common topic in IELTS speaking and writing, and today you'll learn high-level vocabulary words to discuss them, plus insights you should use about the recent Academy Awards in Speaking Part 3.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Jessica. I'm glad to be here. Happy to be on IELTS Energy.
Yeah, and we are so happy to have you. I am sure that the 10,000 listeners that listen every single day are very excited to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here for them because it's all about you guys. We know it's all about getting past this test. That's why we're here. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Exactly, guys. So you are in the right place.
Yes.
Guys, we have a very fun episode today. We are going to the Oscars. No, we're not going to the Oscars. They already happened. But we're going to talk about the Oscars because, guys, you should know that the topic of movies and films, entertainment, this stuff comes up all the time on IELTS, guys. You could be asked questions about movies anywhere on the speaking exam.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we usually think it's part one and part two, but actually, we have a couple part three example questions today about this as well.
Yeah, and this really ties in with the culture of thinking, having our eyes and ears open. I mean, the Oscars, they were on a few, I think it was last Sunday night, a few weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. I caught the end of it. But if you didn't have time to watch it, then maybe, you know, catching up in the newspaper or listening to it on the radio to see who won, just being aware of things that are going on so that you have that material. A lot of you guys tell us you have no material, you don't know what to say. This is what you have. These are the ideas, right? They come up.
Exactly. Exactly, guys. So we're going to give you some great vocabulary first to talk about Oscar winners and awards for films. And then we're going to do some sample part three answers.
Ooh, sounds good.
All right. So did you see any of the Oscar winners this year?
So I caught the end of the Oscars. I was able to catch a couple of the nice speeches, like Renee Zellweger had a speech. Joaquin Phoenix gave his speech. So I saw like the big one. I feel like they left the big ones to the end or something. I don't know.
I think they usually do. I don't know. Yeah. I haven't actually watched an award show in, gosh, years. Yeah. I don't even remember the last time I watched. But I do, like, really, I do care about this stuff because I love movies.
You're really into movies. For sure. You're more into them than I am. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday, I watched Midsommar. It was like this horror film. Oh, so good. Oh my God. But yeah, I actually saw quite a few of the Oscar winners, the films that won awards this year, and the nominees.
Yes.
Nominee is a great word, guys. It's the noun, the film, or the person that was nominated or put in the category to possibly win.
Yeah, and it's such a famous chunk that we always hear, here are the nominees for this category. It makes me think of the Oscars or any other award shows, right? Award events. Very famous chunk, guys. Yeah. So if you can use this term or some variation of that chunk, you're going to sound natural. It's going to be
great. Oh my gosh, totally. And we could say won an Oscar or an Academy Award. Those are parallel expressions. And actually, I have a movie friend. My movie friend, Sandra, her and I used to teach together. And we, like, once a month, we go and we have, like, nice food and we go see a cool movie together. And her daughter actually works in set design.
Oh,
and
cool.
She worked on the film Joker.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's so cool. So when Sandra and I, we went to see Joker, Sandra would lean over like every so often and be like, my daughter designed that painting. My daughter designed that storefront or whatever.
It's she really was proud.
Cool. Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, so I think the biggest news, guys, the groundbreaking news this year from the Oscars was that a foreign film won Best Picture. And that's never happened before.
Mm-hmm. And they won, I think also, this is Parasite, right? The Korean film. Yeah. I think they also won, I want to say Best Director or a few other categories.
I think so.
They won too. Yeah. Very cool.
And this was a big deal, guys, because the conversation that was happening around the Academy Awards this year was the lack of diversity.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And this is something that, guys, you can definitely read about and mention in a writing task to essay or speaking part three answer, because most of the nominees are white dudes.
Yeah.
And so this was a big deal that a foreign film actually won Best Picture.
Yeah. And I think that's been a narrative that's been bubbling up for the last few years. I mean, they talk about who is, everyone says thank you to the Academy, but who is the Academy, right? It's probably rich white men is my guess.
It is. It is. Like, right? I heard a story about this on NPR. Again, guys, get ideas, NPR. So I heard a story about this saying how in the 90s, they tried to like make an effort to make the Academy more diverse, right? And all they did was like, it's still mostly white people, mostly white dudes, and the number of females went up by like 10% or something, and that's it. Like, it still is homogenous.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. This is a milestone for the Oscars to have, you know, to have given this award to Parasite. Congratulations to Parasite. You could tell how excited they were when they were on stage. It was so cool.
It's so awesome.
See that. Yeah.
And it's such an amazing film. Oh my gosh. So paraphrases for movie, guys, you could say movie or film or motion picture, which I've never heard a student say that. So if you use that synonym on speaking or writing, that would be amazing.
Yes, I love it. I love it. Okay, what else do our listeners need to know in terms of good, high level, seven or higher vocab?
Yeah, so we can look at the award for Best Actor to show you some of this vocab. Joaquin Phoenix won Best Actor for Joker, which, oh my God. So we would call that film, it's definitely a dark film, right?
Yeah.
Very, very really dark, guys. Very heavy, right? And in stories about Joaquin Phoenix, they talked about him being a method actor. And this is true of a lot of famous actors, guys. A method actor is a performer, an actor who goes into character and never gets out of that character. It doesn't matter if they're not filming that day or they're just like sitting in their trailer or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
They like stay. Yeah. They stay in character like the whole time.
Wow. Especially for the Joker. Interesting. So that's what I was thinking, because I wasn't aware of this term method acting until now, to be honest.
Oh,
but
cool.
When he was accepting his award, it almost felt like he was embodying the Joker even then on stage.
Yeah.
Certain, and then I wondered, is this him or is this the Joker? I didn't know. Like certain movements of the hands. You should check the recording online.
I should watch it.
Yeah. So maybe he was still in character. I don't know.
Who knows? Oh God, I hope not. Oh, yeah. That film deals with like mental illness on a whole other level.
Oh,
it's an amazing film, guys. So he won Best Actor, right? We would call him the leading actor, right? The leading, the lead role he had. But the smaller roles, not the main characters, the other characters, those are supporting actors.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are really important key terms to know, guys, because you're going to implement them into that score, into that answer here, right? You're going to need to build out the full picture of your answer.
Yeah, guys, and if you are wondering, okay, I have some of these phrases, great, what would I get on IELTS if I took it right now?
Yeah.
You could take our very short quiz, guys. It takes 2 minutes, you get your estimated band score, and you get free resources just for your level. If we estimate you would get a 6 or a 7, guys, you get resources that I made. I personally made these just for you. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Yes, love it. Okay, awesome. So leading actor, supporting actor, nominees. What else do we want to know here?
Hello, awesome listeners. How do you know where you're going unless you know where to start from? You need to know your level regarding IELTS so you know how long to prepare and what you should be doing.
Find out your estimated IELTS band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore. Well, I think before we get into the part three answers, I do want to note another sort of monumental characteristic of this year's award ceremony was that movies made by Netflix, not released in the like movie theaters, right? Mm-hmm. Went straight to streaming. They were nominated a lot. And Laura Dern, who was in Marriage Story, actually won for Best Supporting Actress. And that is another movie, guys, which I think is incredible. So a phrase you could use, guys, write this down, to talk about this, you could say that Netflix streaming entertainment is changing the landscape of how we consume entertainment or movies or whatever. Changing the landscape.
That is such a good topic, and that would be fantastic for a speaking part three answer, I'm sure, when we get to dig into those more societal issues, right? Because we know nowadays, often, you know, TV or Netflix or whatever it is that we're watching on our laptops can be better than the big screen, right? The narratives are good. The writing's amazing. I think it all started with maybe Breaking Bad or Orange is the New Black. The high quality just like inserted itself into TV, into Netflix. It's amazing.
Yeah, so prestige entertainment is what we call these things, guys. And it actually did start in the 90s with The Sopranos when HBO started to employ like big names, big actors, directors, all of that. So the quality you would expect in a film, you could now see on TV. So prestige television is how we would describe those. And yeah, definitely now it's all about the streaming.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because the way we consume is now different. We can finish an entire season, right, worth of a series in one night.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's how it starts to really spread.
Yeah. Binging. Oh, I just binged a show on Netflix, a British show, guys. Get that British accent, called The Stranger. Totally bingeable. Amazing. Streaming on Netflix. British. Yes. Okay. So let's get into a couple part three questions. I'm going to ask you one, Lindsay, and then you can ask me one. Does that sound good?
Sure. Let's do it. Okay.
All right. Lindsay, now again, guys, this is an IELTS speaking part three question, okay? What sort of films usually win awards in your country?
Well, I would say up until now, it's kind of been films that follow kind of a template, you know, and that's why I'm excited that things are getting more interesting now and, you know, different narratives are starting to escalate. But I would say that, you know, action films are really popular and there's often a certain template to it. And same with romantic comedies, rom-coms. Those also tend to sometimes win awards. But I'd say the ones that really tend to take it home are the ones that communicate a message. You know, for example, with Joaquin Phoenix and the Joker, there was a deep and profound message there. And that's the reason that he won that award, that he communicated something that other movies were not communicating. So I'd say movies that tell a story that matters to society and to our future are the movies that win the awards and should continue to win them in the future.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. Guys, I hope you are taking notes today. Just to highlight one phrase that came out of Lindsay's spontaneous and natural answer. You said, a different narrative is starting to escalate. So that's awesome. Yeah. A different narrative, the way we tell a story, the types of stories, right? The narratives. And escalate, meaning getting bigger, becoming more important, right? In size. Or how we think of them, it's more important.
Yeah, so I'd say for some advice for our listeners here, you know, at first I was kind of stumbling there and I was, what do I say? I don't know. I don't pay a ton of attention to movie awards, right? I'm not sure. And then I just went back to the conversation we just had, right? The Oscars that just happened 2 weeks ago. Go back to the most recent and relevant material you have. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. That takes it out of the kind of more nebulous idea and makes it concrete for you.
Exactly, guys, because this is such a big reason why students are getting sixes on the speaking test all the time is that they are too general. Guys, like getting specific, talking about the Oscars, talking about a film like The Joker, that's how you get a seven or higher.
Yes, love it. Don't be general. Okay. All right, Jessica, it's your turn now. So are you ready?
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. All right. So the question is, what films do you think deserve more attention?
Well, this is interesting because I do actually agree with quite a few of the awards this year regarding the Oscar ceremony that just recently happened. Like Laura Dern as Best Supporting Actress, I agree with that. I think she was amazing. However, I do also agree with the narrative in the news that it is too homogenous who is voting and who is being nominated and awarded. We need the awards and the nominations to reflect our social fabric, meaning we are a diverse country. And so the fact that a foreign film did win Best Picture, I think reflects how globalized the world is right now and how we need more of that perspective in what we're showing our kids, what we're showing in, you know, big, who's getting all the money in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So although I agree with a lot of the awards this year, I do recognize the fact that we need more diversity as well.
Oh, I like that. Good argument. I love it. And I think one key to speaking part three, right, is that we bring it out to society, right? We link it to the bigger picture and what this means for humanity and what's happening in the world.
Yeah. Yes, guys. And we're talking about American culture. That's what we know. But guys, you need to get used to talking about your own culture in English as well. So just as a last minute homework assignment, guys, try to access an English language newspaper that is published in your country, right? Mm-hmm. It could be online, wherever you can get it. But do read perspectives about your culture and country in English so you know how to also reflect those ideas.
Definitely.
And the second piece of homework, guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. You need to know what IELTS score you are starting from so you know what to study and how long you should take before your exam.
Exactly. And just to further that, you need to know your level, right? So that then you actually study in the right way, because there's a wrong way to study for certain levels, guys. And we show you all of that. If you just get into that quiz, 7 simple questions, you're done in about 5 minutes, and then you've got that score and you've got the resources to continue to get started on your path. Okay.
This is the number one best place to start, guys. Yes. AllEarsEnglish.com/myscore.
Okay.
All right. This was fun. I love talking about movies.
I know. You're a big movie buff. I know.
All right,
Lindsay. This has been great. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Jessica. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.